啊，能看见弟兄姊妹，心里实在很欢喜。
It brings joy to my heart to be able to see the brothers and sisters again.
啊，我们开头的时候还是一同来读一些主的话。
I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第十四章。
Please turn with me to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
我们先读十六节和十七节。
We'll read verses 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。在这里啊，因为他常与你们同在，原文可以说他住在你们里面。
Verse 16, I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him, but you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. And this word, the last phrase where it says will be in you could be, lives in you.
那我们回到约翰福音第一章
and John chapter 1
第三十二和三十三节
John chapter 1 verses 32 and 33。
约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
John testified saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书第三章第十六节。
First Corinthians 3:16.
林前三章十六节。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？
Do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。
Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own?
以弗所书
Ephesians
第二章
Ephesians chapter
2, 第二章22节
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 22.
以弗所书二章二十二节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
我们回头看几处旧约的圣经。
And let's lookback at some verses in the Old Testament.
请看出埃及记第十五章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 15.
出埃及记第十五章。
Exodus chapter 15.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
你要将他们领进去栽于你产业的山上，耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
Thou wilt bring them and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thy dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established.
第二十五章
Chapter 25
出埃及记第二十五章
Exodus 25
第八节
Verse 8,
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
And let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.
第二十九章
Chapter 29,
四十五节和四十六节。
For, chapter 29, verse 45 and 46.
我要住在以色列人中间，做他们的神。他们必知道我是耶和华他们的神，是将他们从埃及地领出来的。我要住在他们中间，我是耶和华他们的神。
And I will dwell among the sons of Israel and will be their God, and they shall know that I am the Lord their God, who brought them out of the land of Egypt, that I might dwell among them. I am the Lord their God.
我们最后请看以西结书第三十六章。
And lastly, we'll look at Ezekiel.
三十六章。
Ezekiel chapter 36.
二十六节和二十七节。
Verses 26 and 27.
以西结书三十六章二十六和二十七节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
我们曾经和弟兄姊妹们讲到，
and we've mentioned with brothers and sisters recently,
主耶稣在上十字架之前，也是他离世之前，他和弟兄和门徒们讲到另一位保惠师。
Prior to the Lord Jesus, ascending up to heaven, he spoke of, another comforter.
约翰福音十四章到十六章是重要的讲论。
And these are important words that Jesus said in John 14.
他讲到这另外一位保惠师就是真理的圣灵。
And he speaks of this another comforter is actually the spirit of truth.
我们说过圣灵是奉父的差遣到地上来的。
And we know that the spirit was sent by the Father.
就是他带着使命。
And so he came with a mission.
为着神的目的而来的。
To accomplish the purposes of God.
我们也说过。
And we've mentioned.
他的使命是什么呢？
And what is the mission of the Holy Spirit?
他第一个要改变我们。
The first one is to change us.
把我们磨成主耶稣基督的形象。
That we can be molded into the shape of Christ.
这是圣灵所承受的第一个重要的使命。
And this is the first, most important point, the purpose for the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情。
The second thing.
就他要使我每个弟兄姊妹成为有用的人。
And he wants to deem all of us useful.
所以他把各样的恩赐赏赐下来。
So he's given us many gifts.
为叫我们成为一个有用的人。
So that we can be useful.
我们曾经讲过。
And I've mentioned in the past.
我们肉身的用处可以为着自己，为着世界。
Our own physical abilities are for ourselves and for the purpose of the world.
但是圣灵所赐给我们的恩赐只有一个目的，建立基督的身体。
But when the Holy Spirit gives us a specific gift, that one purpose is to establish and build up the body of Christ.
所以他浇灌我们，他充满我们。
So he fills us. He pours out.
他为要使我们成为一个有用的人。
He pours himself out upon us so that we can become useful.
这都是圣徒们的经历。
And this is the experience of the apostles.
啊，但是呢，我们知道还有第三个重要的事情。
We know that there's also a third, purpose.
就是他要跟我们，要带领我们一同来建立基督的身体。
That the Spirit with us together, the goal is to establish and build up the body of Christ.
所以我想，弟兄姊妹，现在我们很容易记住。
So I think we can remember pretty easily.
圣灵来的使命。
We can now see the mission in which the Holy Spirit came down, the three things,
再重复一下,
and I'll review them,
希望大家牢记,
and I hope that we can remember these.
第一个, 改变我们,
the first one is to change us.
第二个, 使我们成为有用的人,
the second is to make us into useful people.
第三个, 建立教会, 成为基督的身体,
and the third, important purpose is that he came down to work with us to establish and build up the body of Christ.
这是奉差遣的灵所要做的事情。
And this was the spirit that was sent.
那么今天早晨呢
So this morning,
我们要进一步再讲一点。
I want to take one step further.
这位圣灵也被称作是内住的圣灵。
And this spirit is also called the indwelling spirit.
我们知道圣经中啊讲到这个住这个字的时候。
We know that when the Bible speaks of this word, to dwell,
或者 abide,
or abide.
这个字呢是一个非常神圣的字。
This word is a very spirit holy word.
因为这是在神荣耀旨意里面神的一个强烈的心愿。
Because this is a strong desire in the purpose of God.
他当初造人的时候
When he created man,
他就有一个荣耀的心意他要住在人里面。
He had a glorious purpose that he wanted to dwell and abide in man.
他要以人作为他的居所。
And he wanted man to be his dwelling place.
但是很可惜
But unfortunately,
在神创造亚当和夏娃的时候
When God created Adam and Eve,
神还没有能够住在人里面人已经被败坏了
Prior to the Lord being able to dwell in man, man had already fallen.
魔鬼知道这个神的心意
And the devil knows the plan of God's plan.
所以他破坏人破坏神的居所
So he destroyed man and tried to destroy God's plan.
结果呢神就没有办法住在人的里面
So God could not dwell in the hearts of man.
但是呢我们知道神从来不放弃他自己的心意
But we know that God will never forsake his own desire.
所以在旧约圣经中间
So in the Old Testament,
神让摩西建造会幕
So God called Moses to build the tabernacle.
神让大卫建造圣殿
He allowed David to build the temple.
他就是为了表明这个住的意念
And this is to represent his abiding in His abiding.
但是很可惜
But unfortunately,
在旧约时代中间
In the Old Testament time,
神只能与人同住
God can only live with man.
所以神说我你们要为我造居所我要住在我的百姓当中
That you establish the tabernacle so that I can dwell among you.
虽然那个时候圣灵的工作也有一些
And of course the work of the Holy Spirit was there.
我们看见在创世纪第一章的时候
We see in Genesis chapter 1
神的灵就已经开始运行在水面上
That the Spirit of God was hovering over the water.
然后在以后的历史中
And then throughout history.
神的灵有时候也降临在人的身上
And the Spirit of God would come and descend upon man.
但是他找不到居所
But he can't find a true dwelling place.
他只能在人身上停一下赐给能力就离开了。
The Spirit in the Old Testament would only descend upon man to give strength and abilities for a moment.
没有办法住在人的里面。
The Spirit could not live in man.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当我们读旧约的时候
When we read the Old Testament,
我们能感觉到神的心爱他的百姓实在是何等的强烈。
Can we feel how great a love God had for his people?
虽然人已经堕落了
Even though man had already fallen.
但是神仍旧有强烈的心愿愿与人在一起。
But God had a strong desire to want to be.
虽然那个时候他已经不能住在人的里面。
To live in man, but although he couldn't.
但是他仍旧要跟人在一起。
But he wanted to be with man.
这就是为什么摩西要造会幕。
And this is why Moses had to build the tabernacle.
因为神要与人同住。
Because God wanted to be with man.
那么为什么要造圣殿?
So why was the temple built?
那么神要与人同住。
Because he wanted to live with man.
但是这些呢,只能在外面与人同住。
But this is only on that outward with man.
所以圣灵在旧约时代中间被称作是应许的圣灵。
And so in the Old Testament, the Spirit
called promise.
The Spirit was called the promise of the Spirit.
对。他没有办法住在人的里面。
So he could not live in man.
我们也读整个旧约的历史。
And when we read the entire history of the Old Testament,
我们看见神是愿意与人同在。
We see that God's desire is to be with man.
结果是什么呢？
But what happens?
神不能满足。
God cannot be satisfied.
人也不能满足。
And man cannot be satisfied.
所以整个旧约。
So the entire Old Testament.
我们能感觉到神的这个心意没有能够达到成全。
We can see that God's desire cannot fully be fulfilled.
神的心是何等的迫切呢。
And the God had this deep desire.
所以到了一个时候神觉得旧约这种方式是不能用的了。
And when, in the Old Testament, we can see that this method did not work.
所以神结束了旧约。
So God concluded the Old Testament.
开始了新约。
And opened up the New Testament.
那么是神的儿子自己道成肉身来到地上。
That the Son of God would come into this world in the form of flesh.
我们都知道主耶稣30岁的时候。
And we know that when Jesus was 33 years old.
他来到约旦河受施洗约翰的洗。
30 years old, he came to the River Jordan.
所以当他从水里上来的时候,
when he came out of the water,
圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
The Spirit descended upon him like a dove.
施洗约翰做见证说,
and to the point where John the Baptist would testify,
他说我看见圣灵住在他的身上。
Where John said, I saw the Spirit descend upon him and dwell in him.
这是全本圣经里面头一次用到这个住这个字。
And this is the first time it was recorded where the Spirit lived and dwelt.
现在圣灵终于找到了居所。
So finally the Spirit has found a dwelling place.
所以圣灵首先是安居在道成肉身的主耶稣的身上。
So first the Spirit descended upon the word that became flesh in Jesus.
终于找到家了。
And he finally found a home.
所以有几千年的时间圣灵一直只能运行。
So thousands of years where the Holy Spirit could only, be outwardly present.
他没有办法找到落脚之处。
Couldn't find an entrance point.
所以主耶稣到地上来成为人是非常重要的一件事。
So for the Lord Jesus to come into the world in the form of man, it's very important.
他不仅代替我们，也代表我们。
He not only, did it for us, but he represented us.
因为他要成全神的心意。
Because he wanted to fulfill the heart of God.
因为神是要住在人里面。
Because God wanted to live in man.
我们这些人呢，神不能住在里面。
All of us, we people, God cannot live in us.
所以神就首先让他的儿子道成肉身成为一个完美的人，圣灵可以住在他里面。
So he sent his own son Jesus to be that complete, perfect man to allow the Spirit to live in him.
你看神的这一个心意啊，是在他儿子的身上首先得到成全。
And you can see the desire of God was first fulfilled in his son Jesus.
所以主的肉身成了圣灵的头一个居所。
So the Jesus' being became the dwelling place of the Spirit.
感谢我们的神。
So we thank God.
弟兄姊妹们，这个救恩所带来的福分实在是太大。
The salvation that was brought forth was so great.
当然，圣灵不以住在主耶稣的肉身里面为满足的。
Of course, the Spirit in us is in Jesus was not enough.
因为呢，他要住在每个人的里面。
Because he wanted to live in everyone.
所以主耶稣的救恩。
So the Lord's salvation.
就把我们的千千万万的人救赎回来。
Has saved all of us thousands.
那么把我们救赎回来做什么呢？
And he saved us for what purpose?
我觉得今天呢，在地上呢，整个基督教传扬这个福音的时候呢，都传的还是不够完全。
And I feel that throughout the world when we preach the gospel, and it's not complete.
我们只说你信耶稣有生命，有平安，有喜乐。
We only say that if you believe in the Lord, you'll have joy and peace.
你信耶稣，你将来上天堂。
If you believe in Jesus, you'll go to heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，这不是神完整的心意。
This is not the complete picture, desire in God's heart.
我们必须记得神主把我们救赎回来，要叫我们成为 圣灵的居所。
We have to remember that when we were saved and redeemed, we were called to be the dwelling place of the Spirit.
所以主耶稣付上重大的代价。
So the Lord paid the ultimate price.
完成这个救恩。
To complete the salvation.
这救恩最高的目的是什么呢？使人成为神的居所。
The highest purpose of His salvation for us is for us to be His dwelling place.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
他使我们成了一个蒙恩的人。
He has, given us His grace.
他更使我们成为神界的灵所有的一个居所。
And more importantly, He's called us to be a dwelling place for His Spirit.
当然弟兄姊妹们，我们今天知道不仅我们个人是圣灵的居所。
And today we know that not only individually are we the dwelling place for the Spirit.
使徒保罗告诉我们，
The Apostle Paul tells us,
岂不知你们的身体就是圣灵的殿吗？
Paul would say that, don't you know that your body is the temple of God?
圣灵住在我们每个人的里面。
That the Spirit lives in us.
那么不仅这样，
But not only this,
圣灵还把我们众人建造成为教会，成为更大的居所。
But the Spirit unites and builds all of us together to be the temple.
所以我们个人是圣灵的居所。
So individually we are a dwelling place for
the Spirit. 整个教会也是圣灵的居所。
And the entire church is also the dwelling place of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们现在能明白神设立救恩的那个完整的心意吗？
Now can we recognize the full picture of salvation?
神救你救我是要住在我们里面的。
He saved you and saved me so that he could dwell in us.
神建立教会是神要自己住在其中的。
He established the church so that he himself could live in it.
我觉得我们作为神的儿女，我们需要把这个目的把它弄清楚。
As children of God, we have to understand this purpose.
教会绝对不是什么宗教团体。
The church absolutely cannot be some organization. Some religious organization.
基督徒不是光是做基督教徒的。And 是一个宗教徒，不是的。
A Christian is not to just be a religious Christian.
基督徒乃是神的居所。
The Christian is the dwelling place of God.
教会更是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
And the church even more so is built up to be his temple.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果我们把刚才所读过的经文你再仔细的想一下，是多么的清楚。
If you were to meditate on the verses that we just read, this should be very clear.
这是神完全的一个心意。
This is God's in full desire.
若是不能达到这个点，神的心不能满足，我们也不能满足。
If this could not be fulfilled, then God's heart would not be satisfied, nor will we.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
在旧约圣经里面，
In the Old Testament,
神只能与人同住。
God, the Spirit can only live among us.
到了新约，
In the New Testament,
神是住在里面。
God lives in us.
弟兄姊妹能感觉这个不一样吗？
Can you understand the difference?
今天呢，我们有很多弟兄姊妹都渴望神与我们同在。
Today, a lot of Christians all desire that the Lord would be among us.
God with us.
With us.
啊，当然，神与我们同在，好的无比。
That if the Lord were to be with us, that would be so great.
但是你知道我们得住的福气更大吗？
But do you realize that what we have gained is even greater than that?
他不光是与你同在，他要住在你的里面。
He not only wants to be with us, he wants to be in us.
啊，所以我们要分别这个东西。
So we need to differentiate the
two. 我觉得如果我们的心思意念能转换，
If we can change our thought process on this,
基督徒的生活会不一样的。
The life of a Christian will be totally different.
我们今天不是活在外面。
We're not living on the outside.
我们是活在里面。
We're living on the inside.
我曾经跟你们讲过一件有趣的事。
I once shared something that was interesting.
有一次我在新加坡。
Once I was in Singapore.
那么有一次那个一个弟兄开车带我经过一个地方。
This brother was driving me and we passed this area.
他说这个地区啊最安全。
He said, this particular region is the safest area.
为什么呢？因为总统府在这里，总统的住家在这里。
He said, why is that? It's because the president lives in this neighborhood.
他说住在这周围的人最安全。
All the people living around in this particular region are the safest.
因为什么？因为那里警察最多。
Why? Because the police are there in abundance.
因为呢，保护总统，所以保护你了。
So because they're there to protect the president, they're also conveniently there to protect you.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫什么？
What is this called?
与你同住。
This means to live with.
是的，如果主今天与我们同住，那是了不得的一个恩大恩典了，对不对呢？
Of course, if the Lord were to live with you today, what a huge blessing that would be.
但是请我们记得。
But please allow us to remember.
不是与我们同住。
He's not living with us.
那是住在我们的里面。
But he lives inside of us.
牢记这个。
Always remember this.
今天神住在哪里?
Where does the Lord live today?
已经住在我们里面。
He lives inside of us.
已经住在教会中。
He lives inside the church.
当然了，今天我们的聚会呢，哈。 能不能具备真实教会的意义，能不能成为神的居所，是个大问题啊。But
today the big problem is can we be built up to be truly be his dwelling place, his temple?
所以我们要共同建立基督的身体。So
we need to be built up together.
好让神能够更丰富的住在我们的中间。
So that the Lord's presence among us can be even more abundant.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
你从圣经里面你会领悟到
We can draw from what the Bible says, and we can really get the sense that this is a strong desire that God has.
在旧约那种的形式的里面,
the methods of the Old Testament,
神的心不能满足,
cannot satisfy God's heart.
所以今天呢, 如果我们紧紧地要求神在我们生活中一点点的同在, 神不能满足。
So for the Lord to just casually be in our lives, it doesn't satisfy his heart. And we won't be satisfied.
你看旧约的圣徒们满足吗？不满足。
Were the people in the Old Testament satisfied? They were not.
那么我们要明白在活在新约的时代,
so we need to acknowledge and understand we're living in the New Testament time where the Lord lives in us.
他的心满足。
And then his heart is satisfied. And also we can live a life of fulfillment.
所以,
so today God has sent another comforter. And he will be in us forever. And this is the great desire in God's heart. And the result of this was brought forth by such a great price that the Lord Jesus had to pay. And if we can't achieve this, then we have shortchanged God's salvation. So may we look to God's mercy. That we would know, truly know that we are the temple of God. But also the entire church is the temple of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
圣灵的内住,
the indwelling of the Spirit has brought such a blessing to us.
如果今天你能够不仅知道这个道理而摸到了圣灵在里面的内住,
not only if we just knowing it, but today if we can really touch the reality of Him in us, then we will know how great this blessing is.
我想在这里，我只是简单提几个点啊，让我们弟兄姊妹们能够稍微知道一下。So
I can only point out a few things for brothers and sisters to understand.
当圣灵住在我们里面的时候，
when the Spirit lives in us,
啊，第一个，我们不怕任何的仇敌。
We should not fear any evil spirit.
不怕任何的 enemy.
We're not afraid of any enemies.
在约翰一书第四章第四节里面,
First John 4:4 says,
约翰讲过一句话,
John said this one,
他说,
phrase,
那在我们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
He who is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
弟兄姊妹, 你怕魔鬼吗?
Are you afraid of the devil?
作为人我们是害怕的。
As man, we are very afraid.
但作为基督徒你不需要怕。
But as a Christian, we don't need to be afraid.
因为你里面有一位比那个魔鬼更大的。
Because he who is in us is greater than he, the devil in the world.
圣灵把父与子的同在都带到我们里面。
The Father has given us the Spirit and the Son in us.
其实就是神在我们里面。
And in reality, it is God in us.
那么这世界上还有什么比神更大的呢？
Is there anything greater in the world?
你怕什么呢？
What should we be afraid of?
很多时候呢，我们怕的原因，我们根本还不知道神已经住在我们里面。
And many times we are afraid because we don't truly know that God is in us.
哎呀，这个真的是一个何等大的福气啊。
And this is such a big blessing.
第二个点。
The second point.
你知道神住在你的里面。
We know that God lives in us.
你也不怕任何环境的变化。
We don't need to fear the changes in our circumstance.
我们都知道今天我们生活在这个地上。
We know that we're living in this world.
无论身内身外的环境天天都在改变，你知道吗？
Our physical body and the physical world before us is constantly changing.
年轻的人担心的这个外面的环境工作不好找啊，生活不好弄啊。
The young people are so worried about life and work and the changes of life.
年纪大了就怕这个病怕那个病，是吧？
And when you're older, you fear all the sicknesses.
但是你也逃避不了这些环境一直在改变。
But you can't escape these because things are always changing.
如果你知道圣灵住在你里面，
If you know that the Spirit abides in you,
根本不需要害怕任何环境，
then we don't need to be afraid of anything.
哇，这是何等的福气啊！
What a huge blessing.
啊，我们知道这个 Torrey 弟兄啊， R.A. Torrey 弟兄， Brother Torrey.
We know of this R.A. Torrey.
啊，他曾经在他的书里面写过一段话。
He, in his writings, he has this one phrase.
啊，他是个英国人。
He's an Englishman.
那是很几百年，一两百年前。
This was a couple hundred years ago.
他呢，经常在乡间呢去传福音去做工。
And he would always be on the streets preaching the gospel.
他就讲到，他从他的家到那个做工的地方，一定要穿过一个大的森林。
And he knew that from his house to his workplace, he had to go through a jungle.
啊呀，有一次呢，哇，天气不好。
Oh, a forest. And one day the weather was extreme.
天很灰。
And it was very dark.
又闪电，又打雷，又下大雨，又刮大风。
There was thunder, lightning, and rain, and wind.
你知道他一个人要穿过这么一个森林。
And he had to walk through this, forest.
那个景象是很可怕的。
And that scene was pretty horrific.
哎呀，他正在那里有点惊慌的时候。
And in his moment of being afraid.
因为这个人是懂得圣灵的工作。
But he was one who understood the work of the
Spirit. 他忽然之间里面呢、啊、欢喜起来了。
All of a sudden, within him, he was joyful.
圣灵在他的里面。
The Spirit is in him.
哦，所以他就告诉我们，那一天呢，虽然外面的环境非常可怕。
Even that, and he mentioned in his writing that even on that day, where his outward circumstances were
scary, 毫无惧怕，欢欢喜喜的从那个树林子经过。
He was not fearful, and with joy, he walked through the forest.
弟兄姊妹，这是真的。
Brothers and sisters, this is real.
我也曾经跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I've mentioned this to brothers and sisters.
我年轻的时候啊，
when I was younger,
有时跑个乡下去传福音。
I went to the countryside to preach the gospel.
那个回程的时候，一个弟兄告诉我，告诉你条近路。
And then on the return route, a brother said, "Oh, I'll give you a shortcut."
啊，我骑了个旧脚踏车。
So I was riding this rusty old bike.
我就走了他所走的路。
And I followed his directions.
哇，那个是乡间的道路。
And the road was very treacherous.
哎呀，那个都是到处坑啊洞，骑起来咣咣咣咣这样子。
There's lots of potholes, and the ground was not.
因为晚上散了会，已经快半夜了。
After the meeting, it was near midnight.
哇，好不容易骑到一个地方，看到前面一个小灯。
I finally was riding along and saw in front of me this light.
因为我心里很高兴,
and within I was happy.
结果我一跑那一看呢, 不得了,
but when I got there,
那个一个大牌子写在那里,
when I got there, it was actually a sign.
是陆军公墓, 跑到坟地来了。
The sign said, this is a cemetery.
哇, 你知道, 这个中国人这个 cemetery 啊，这个比我们这个美国这些很可怕，更可怕。
The cemeteries in China are much scarier looking than in presentation than the ones we see in the US.
那我就跑到那里怎么办呢？你不没办法回头，很远呢。
So I got there. When I finally got there, what could I do? I can't return. Go back.
就在那个时刻,
at that moment.
弟兄姊妹，我忽然里面。 有一个感觉,
all of a sudden at that moment I had this feeling the Spirit of God is in me and I don't need to fear anything. So I rode that rusty old bike through that cemetery.
当然,弟兄姊妹,今天呢,我们在地上要经过的邪恶的环境,有些比这个要邪恶的多了,对不对?
And of course, in this journey of life, we go through things that are much scarier than this. We don't need to be afraid. If we can truly know that the Spirit lives in us, then we can overcome any situation. All the years of service, how many difficult and scary situations have we seen?
任何时候只要你能够摸到圣灵在里面的同在,
if we can touch the Spirit that is in us, abiding in us, we don't need to fear. Because he not only lives in us, He lives in us to help us with everything regarding life. So this is a joy that where it can overcome.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 圣灵的内住, 实在是极大的福气。
So this indwelling spirit is such a huge blessing.
啊, 不仅这样,
not only this,
我们还可以看见他在我们里面呢, 是一个 丰富的泉源,
we can also see that the Spirit in us is an abundant fountain.
是你取之不尽, 用之不竭, 你怎么用, 用不完的一个泉源。
It is a fountain that never runs dry.
哎呀, 这个实在是太大的福气了。
And this is such a great blessing.
你知道我们这些人很有限,
we know that man is so limited.
但是圣灵在里面是无限量的。
But the Spirit in man is limitless.
我常常为着 主给我这个恩典在主面前是感激不尽。
And for this fact, I'm very thankful.
啊, 对不起啊, 弟兄姊妹, 我没有意思要夸我们人有什么好处。
My intentions are not to suggest boasting in man.
我只是要让弟兄姊妹看见我们这么个有限的器皿,神是如何来用我们。
But I want people to see that this vessel that we are, we need to be useful.
啊, 我举最近的例子嘛。
I'll give you an example.
啊, 像最近我去远东服事。
Recently I went to the Far East to 啊, serve.
大概去了差不多21天,
I was there for 21 days.
但是我讲了26堂道。
But I had to give 26 messages.
啊, 时间非常紧凑。
And it was a very packed trip.
你知道有一些聚会是我去之前我就预备的。
There are some meetings where prior to going I already had some preparation.
有一些聚会是我到了临场你才需要去讲的。
And then there are some meetings where I showed up and because of the moving of the Spirit I had to deliver these messages. It was very nerve-wracking.
有到了有些聚会,
there were some meetings where I showed up and I had no idea what I was going to say.
弟兄姊妹都欢欢喜喜在那等着了。
And all the brothers and sisters were joyfully waiting.
感谢主。
But thank God.
若是没有圣灵在里面做活水的泉源,
if it were not for the Spirit in me being that fountain that never runs dry, how could we have the ability to supply these meetings?
所以整个过程过来,
So after going through this trip, I can only worship my God. This vessel that we are, we're so small. But when we're gripped by the Spirit, then there's an endless supply. And I was thinking back in all the 26 messages, I didn't repeat any of them. And you can see how the supply of the Spirit was so abundant. And there were moments where I was thinking, what am I going to say to this group? But then when I showed up, I felt like that was not appropriate. Then you had to change directions. How are you going to change in such short time? We can't make that change, but the Spirit in us can. So my example that I give is that the Holy Spirit in us is a real thing. So if we know how to be obedient to the Spirit, then we can live a spiritual life. If we can follow the Spirit, then we can know how to serve God. This is not dependent on our natural abilities. Or our experiences.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的神啊,
we thank God.
祂给我们这个福气之大,
He gives us such a great blessing.
啊, 并且呢, 祂在我们里面成了什么呢? 成了完全可信的一个荣耀的盼望。
And not only that, but the Spirit in us gives us this hope that cannot be shaken.
啊, 这里告诉我们的就是说呢, 圣经中所说有关我们一切的事情都要应验的。
That means that everything that the Bible says in our lives, it will happen.
你摸到了圣灵你就知道这个是一定应验的。
And if we touch the Spirit, then we know that for sure this will happen.
很可惜啊, 今天很多神的儿女们读到神的话, 并不相信神的话。
Unfortunately, many of God's children read God's word and we don't believe it.
我的意思说不是你嘴唇上面说不信, 你嘴巴不敢讲, 但你心里面没有完全相信。
Maybe outwardly with your lips you're too embarrassed to say that you don't believe it, but in your heart,
但是你如果有确定的把握知道圣灵在你里面，你就知道这一定应验。
But if we have the assurance that the Holy Spirit is in us, then we will know for sure that the Word of God is truth.
像我们今天你要过圣洁的生活，你怎么过呢？
And for example, if we want to live a holy life, how do we do that?
很多人觉得说这个不做，那个不做，就整天这个不碰，就圣洁了，没有的事。
Some people think that, oh, if I restrict myself and don't touch this or don't do that, then I'll be holy.
乃是圣灵在你里面带领你过圣洁的生活。
And that is not true, but rather the Holy Spirit in us and
leading us.
But if we don't know how to follow the Spirit, then we will not live a spiritual life.
并且圣经给我们的应许是这样。
But also the leading of the word tells us,
他如何，我们也如何。
How he is, that is how we should be.
有一天教会会变成圣洁没有瑕疵。 Holy, spotless.
Oh, one day the whole church will be spotless.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 我们能相信吗?
Do we believe this?
我们看看今天教会满了瑕疵,满了斑点, 对不对?
We see today there's so many shortcomings and spots.
但是你摸到圣灵,
but when we touch the Spirit,
你们就知道,
then we know that one day for sure this will be achieved.
圣经说我们将来要得产业,
and what the Bible tells us, one day we will have the inheritance.
圣经已经告诉我们圣灵做印记，打上印记告诉我们，你一定得到产业。
The Bible says that the Spirit in us reveals that puts its seal of approval that we will gain this inheritance.
我在各处啊，有时候讲到这个产业，我看见弟兄姊妹那个眼睛呢，那个眼神是茫然的。
Sometimes when I go to places to speak and I mention inheritance, people have this look of doubt.
他们想，可能吗？
They give me a blank stare and they say, is this really possible?
你摸到圣灵你就知道一定可能。
But if you touch the Spirit, then you know for sure it will happen.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
今天圣灵成为内住的灵在我们里面。
The Spirit today is the indwelling Spirit.
还有一个重要的点。
And another important point.
他在我们里面恢复里面所有的秩序。
That it, the Spirit in us restores order.
啊，因为我们里面本来杂乱无章啊。
Because in our lives it's full of chaos.
弟兄姊妹，你承认吗？你里面杂乱无章啊。
Is it, am I correct in saying that in our lives it's full of disorder?
就像创世纪第一章一样，空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
Just like what it said in Genesis chapter 1, where we're void and formless.
嗯，你承认吗？
Will you, do you acknowledge this?
我是承认的。
I acknowledge this.
我心悦诚服，我在主面前承认，我真的是里面空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And in honesty, I come before the Lord and say, I am full of darkness, emptiness.
感谢主，圣灵今天在我们里面做工。
But today the Spirit in us.
他就使我们这个杂乱无章慢慢的变成整齐啊。
But the Spirit in us takes our emptiness and formless self and begins to create order.
那他不仅这样，他也使那个丑陋的变成美丽的。
But he also makes the ugly into something that's beautiful.
啊呀。他也把我们里面从背叛的带到顺服的里面。
And he takes our rebellious nature and changes that into obedience.
他使我们里面那个低级的变成高级的。
And he takes those things that where we are living in lowliness and he lifts us up.
弟兄姊妹们，这位内住在我们里面的圣灵。
This indwelling spirit.
天天在我们里面做改变的工作。
Daily, he's making changes in our lives.
我们讲过，人的次序本来是灵魂体这个次序。
The order of man is spirit, soul, body.
人一堕落之后呢，这个灵啊、魂啊、体啊，就乱七八糟的。
But after the fall of man, the spirit, soul, and body, the order was all messed up.
所以呢，不管你世界上什么下流人、上流人，都一样。
Doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person.
没有受过教育，受过高等教育都一样。
Whether you're educated or not educated.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在主的光中，我们就知道自己里面是何等的不堪。
If we are truly under the light of the Lord, we can see how terrible we are.
Yeah, terrible. Very terrible.
Very, very terrible.
对对对。但是现在呢，主会把我们里面的情况改变。
But now the Lord will change us for the better. 感谢
神。
And we thank God.
他不仅在我们一个一个人里面做。
Not only does he do this individually in our lives.
他也在整个教会里面来做。
But in the entire church, he's doing this work.
教会的次序是靠着圣灵的带领啊。
The order of the church is led by the Spirit.
不是谁在这里建立什么规矩啊。
It's not man doing the organization.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这位内住的圣灵。
But this spirit, this indwelling spirit.
他带来的福分实在是太大。
The blessing that he brings into us is so great.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们听到这里，我们心里面会有一个问题啊。
So maybe when we listen to this point, we might have a question.
我们怎么知道这个圣灵在里面呢？
How do we know that the spirit is in us?
你察觉了圣灵在你里面吗？
Have you felt the Spirit within you?
我看大多数人都是道理式的，我们从道理上知道，神的话这么说，道理上知道。
A lot of us know this from a doctrinal standpoint.
因为如果你真正察觉圣灵在你里面，你的生活不一样的。
But if you have really felt the Spirit in your life, then you would live a different way.
啊，这个不能骗人的。
And this, you can't deceive anyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，察觉圣灵在里面的同在非常的重要。
To really know the Spirit and experience the Spirit in us is a big difference.
啊，所以下面我要用一点点的时间讲到如何察觉圣灵在里面的同在。
Then, now I want to speak on how do we know and realize that the Spirit is in us.
啊，希望弟兄姊妹，你把你的精神集中了啊，不要打瞌睡啊。
Don't fall asleep right now. This is the important part.
啊，那我们知道今天圣灵住在我们里面哪里呢？
So today, where does the Spirit live in us?
弟兄姊妹，你知道他住在你里面什么地方吗？
Where does he live inside of us?
啊，知道吗？
Do you know?
然后你说管他的去的，反正住在我里面就是。
We might say, who cares as long as he's in us?
不，弟兄姊妹，他不能住在你的魂里面。
But the Spirit is not in your soul.
你看我们的魂多乱啊。
Look how complicated our soul is.
哎呀，我们这个魂是个可怕的东西。
Our soul is a terrifying thing.
圣灵如果住在里面，就天天打仗，对不对？
If the Spirit lives in the soul, in our souls, it would be in constant battle with the soul.
那么住在我们肉体里面嘛，也不行。
But if he lives in our body or flesh, he can't do that either.
那是个败坏堕落的东西，充满了各种的私欲的东西。
And our fleshly body is full of lust.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
几千年前呢，神就借着以先知以西结预先讲这个东西。
But thousands of years ago in the Old Testament through the prophet Ezekiel, he's already prophesied.
圣灵只能住在我们里面的心灵里面。
That the Spirit can only live in our new spirit.
我们讲过这个心灵是怎么产生的呢？
Then where does this new spirit come from?
那是当你信主耶稣基督的那一天，新的生命进来的时候，你原来的灵活过来了。
It's on the day that you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and the new spirit has entered into you and now it's become alive.
那个就被称作是心灵。
And that is what is called the new spirit.
弟兄姊妹，在我们全人的里面，只有灵这个地方是绝对圣洁的地方。
In our entire being, the only thing that is holy is this new spirit.
所以神的灵只能住在我们心灵的里面。
So the Lord's Holy Spirit can only live in our new spirit.
而我们的心灵是我们人的最深的一个部分。
And that is the deepest, part of our being.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
虽然今天我们人得救之后，我们对于我们里面的灵的这个感觉呢，还是非常的微弱。
Even though, after we've been saved, our understanding of the spirit is still weak.
但是只要你是得救的，你里面就有这个心灵。
But if you are saved, then for sure you have this new spirit.
不过这个心灵呢，每个人不一样。
But this new spirit is different in everyone.
因为它里面那个敏感度不一样。
Because the quality of that
不是 quality 那个 sense 啊，那个 sense 不一
样。The sense of the new spirit is different
啊，就好像什么，就好像今天呢，这个电要进来了哈。
And it's like the when electricity
那么
comes
我们知道有各样不同的金属，那个导电不一样。
And we know that there's different types of materials that conduct electricity.
啊，我们知道你这个木头的话，那个导不了电。
We know that wood does not conduct electricity very well.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒啊，千万不要有那个木头感觉，木头感觉不要。
So as a Christian, we should not have this feeling of being like wood.
这个乌顿的东西也不要啊，这个不好。
We don't want to be like wood.
啊，那么。是金属才会导电。
But gold is something that can
metal 的东西才能。
Jeans.
Metal.
Oh, metal. Metal conducts electricity very well.
但是这个 metal 各样的 metal 不一样，对不对？
But there's different types of metal.
电，这个铁可以导电。
Metal can conduct electricity.
Iron.
Iron.
Iron 可以，对不对？但 iron 的这个情况呢，赶不上这个铜，是吧？
But iron, it can't, conduct electricity like copper.
啊，这个铜呢，赶不上银子。
And copper can't compare with silver.
银子赶不上金子。
And silver can't compare with gold.
啊，所以这个金子是导电最快的。
So gold conducts electricity the best.
当然今天呢，我们知道这个外面的电线没办法用金子，用金子的话第二天就被偷光了。
And we know that we can't use gold in our electrical wires because the next day it'll be stolen. We can't use silver.
所以他只好用铜的。
So they use copper wires.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，你知道吗？今天在我们里面这个心灵的光景啊，每个人的光景不一样。
So,the condition of each individual is different in this new
spirit. 有的人像金子一样，有的像银子一样，像有的像铜，有的像铁一样。
There are some who are like gold, some like silver, copper, some like iron.
所以你要在你的心灵里面察觉圣灵的同在，你的品质必须要改变。
So, in order for the conductivity of the spirit in us to flow, we need to know the, or the, We need to improve the quality of our life.
我们怎么样能叫这个我们的这个里面的灵的 quality 改变呢?
How do we improve the quality of this spirit?
信心的运用非常重要。
The use of faith is important.
当然第一件事你要相信神的话。
First, we need to believe in the word of God.
你不要相信你的感觉。
We can't live by our feelings.
我们知道圣经这么说的。
The Bible says in this way that the Spirit already lives in us. This is a fact. And we have to accept this.
我们晓得信心和神的话调和就有实际。
That faith with the Word of God equals reality.
所以你知道保罗在后面写书信告诉提摩太的时候。
When the Paul's writings to Timothy,
他说呢,神所赐给我们的灵不是软弱的,
that the spirit that God has given us is not a weak spirit,
那是刚强的,
but is strong,
仁爱的,
and is, will persevere,
然后谨慎,
and is, sober?
不是, sober, okay, sober, yeah, 有的圣经这么翻译。 所以这是我们心灵的一个正常的状态。
And this is the character of our new spirit.
所以你心灵越刚强,
so the stronger our new spirit is,
越充满爱,
and is full of love.
越充满, 也可以翻作 sound mind, 啊, 这个谨慎,
the, having a sound mind, 啊, sober.
越是这样, 你的灵里面的感觉怎么样, 就越敏锐。
And the more we are able to experience this, then it becomes sensitive. The more sensitive.
那么你就越能察觉怎么样，圣灵在你的里面。
Then we will be able to know that the Spirit is in us.
所以这是一个追求的过程。
So this is a process in our pursuit.
弟兄姊妹非常的重要。
And this is very important.
而我们要使我们的灵能够达到这样的光景。
And if we can achieve this in the this condition in our spirit,
不能少的。
Then our experiences will be more.
就是你的魂必须受对付,
our souls need to be dealt with.
必须经过十字架的这个致死的功能。
And the soul needs to be dealt with by the cross.
你知道今天我们人活在地上啊, 我们里面感觉最强烈的就是我们的魂。
And the one thing that is most defiant in our lives is our soul.
因为我们的魂的力量常常盖过了圣灵的那个感觉。
Because a lot of times our soul overpowers the feeling of the spirit.
啊, 我再说明这个魂就是我想怎样,我爱怎样,我决定怎样,我感觉怎样,这是我们的魂。
I'll say again, our soul is, I want to do it this way, I need to do it this way, I feel like doing it this way.
这个魂的感觉太强烈了。
And our soul is too strong.
以至于那个灵的感觉你就摸不到了。
And it overpowers our feeling of the spirit.
所以今天很多基督徒把这个魂的感觉代替灵的感觉是更糟糕的。
And a lot of Christians will substitute the feeling of the soul with the spirit, and that's a terrible situation.
所以我们的魂是需要
So our souls need to go through the process of the cross.
这是一个舍己的功课。
And this is a self-denying lesson.
你越多的学习舍己,
and the more we can deny ourselves,
你灵的光景, 心灵的这个品质就越好。
Then the quality of our new spirit will improve.
你知道这个新的灵的感觉一起来, 第一个察觉就是圣灵的同在。
That when the feeling of the new spirit arises in us, the first thing we recognize is the presence of the spirit.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天我们在这个学习的过程中,
in this lesson of life,
我想对于很多初信的弟兄姊妹来讲, 你最基本的经历是什么呢?
And for those who are younger Christians, the most basic experiences are,
你首先跟着生命的感觉走,
we have to walk and live according to the feeling of the Spirit. And the feeling of the Spirit is the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And you live according to that feeling.
你跟得越好,你灵的光景就进步得越快。
The more you are able to be obedient to the leading of the Spirit, then the better your spiritual life will be.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
你越多察觉了, 神的灵住在你的灵里面。
The more you are able to discern the Holy Spirit in your life, then it will allow you to rely on Him more. In your life and in your service, you will have the assurance.
You
have the assurance.
我真是感谢我的神，在这些年，过去这些年，在这些方面给我个人的带领。
I really thank God, for His leading in my life.
虽然我学的还不够好,
even though I haven't learned well enough.
但是在我的生活中所带进的祝福, 我已经感激不尽。
But I don't have the proper words of thanks for His leading in my life.
请我们记得,
May we remember.
这是每一个弟兄姊妹的福气。
And this is a blessing for every brother and sister.
这不属于特殊什么人。
This is not for specific special people.
你越察觉他的同在。
The more we are able to discern the Spirit in our life.
你更喜欢依靠他。
Then we will want to follow Him more.
你更喜欢他来管理一切。
And we will want to allow Him to be in charge.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
圣灵的内住。
The indwelling of the Spirit.
这是神荣耀的心意。
This is the Lord's glorious plan.
今天神渴望更多住在我们里面。
And the Lord desires to dwell in us even more.
事实上在新约圣经中他已经住在我们的里面。
In reality, according to the New Testament, He's already in us.
但他希望我们的灵能够察觉。
But He hopes that our new spirit, we can have discerning.
我们能更多的合作。
And that He's in us and we can better co-work.
好叫神的祝福在我们个人身上能够满意。
So that, we would work together to fulfill His will.
他更渴望住在教会中。
And He desires even more so to live in the church.
他渴望教会成为神借着圣灵的居所。
And He desires that the church would truly become the spiritual temple.
所以这是今天我们侍奉的最大的目的。
And that is our primary goal in service.
我们不是在这里光讲一点道，给人家点知识，给人家点方法，不，弟兄姊妹们。
We're not here to just to preach and give you some methods on life.
要让神的同在从教会里面显明出来。
We want the life of the Lord to be manifested in the church.
当然这里有很多的功课需要学的。
Of course, there are lots of lessons we need to learn.
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to the Lord's mercy.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天神愿意住在人的里面，这是我们大的福气。
Today, God is willing to abide and live in us. This is a huge blessing.
我们应当因着这个这么莫大的福气来感谢他。
And with this huge blessing that we've received, we need to give Him thanks.
我们最后一同再来唱个诗歌。
Let's lastly sing another song.
唱完诗歌之后呢，我们同声的来感谢他。
And after we sing this song, let's give praise to the Lord together.
神给我们这个恩典实在是太大。
This blessing that God has given us is so great.
我不晓得今天我这样讲完你觉得这个恩典大吗
I don't know how you feel after I've given this message. Do you feel that this blessing is great?
如果你感觉到这个恩典的大 你在这里好好的感谢神
If you feel that this blessing is great, then you need to properly give thanks to the Lord.
你要大声的来感谢他
You need to loudly give thanks to the Lord.
我们唱这个236首
Let's sing hymn 236
这首诗歌哈，在英文里面说 ，The Spirit dwells in us， 圣灵住在我里面。
And the title of this hymn is "The Spirit dwells in me."
我们中文呢把它翻得太文雅了，圣灵显现在我中，我不知道你懂不懂这句话的意思。
And the Chinese has a different saying.
那么他副歌第一句话就是圣经圣灵显现在我中，我觉得不如唱成圣经住圣灵住在我里面，来得更直接。
And the words of the refrain are direct. The Spirit dwells in me.
我们把这句话改一改好不好？今天唱首改啊，不要文字上不需要改，我们唱首改一改。我们唱的副歌就是圣灵住在我里面。
And we want to sing this with and emphasize that the Spirit dwells in me.
好，我们请Joanna 给我们弹，大家应该会唱吧？好，请起立来唱，我们请或者弹副歌好。 弹这个 refrain。
在主前等候，并且专心祈祷，他也乐意从罪的释放，因为主是怜悯答应我的求告，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵解开我捆绑，我就从罪得释放，我就心口宽顺了，圣灵住在我里面。我是多年软弱残废无用孩子，那也认识自己到心动，主是忽然施恩，使我满口是实，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵解开我捆绑，我就等罪的释放，我就心口满颂扬，圣灵住在我里面，我竟难以见证圣灵奇妙能力，因为我心已经被掏空，我已脱离骄傲，我已洗净罪死，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵解开我捆绑，我就从罪得释放，我就心口满颂扬，圣灵住在我里面，我今已有法握，我能看见生命，因主已经将我心透通，主已登记我名，配给荣耀冠冕，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵住在我里面，圣灵解开我捆绑，我就从罪得释放，我就心口满颂扬，圣灵住在我里面。
副歌再来一遍。
圣灵住在我里面，圣灵解开我捆绑，我就从罪得释放，我就心口满颂扬，圣灵住在我里面。
如果你感觉到今天主给我们的这个莫大的恩典和福气，
If you have felt this great blessing that God has given to us,
这已成为事实在我们的身上，
That this may this be real in us.
让我们因着这个福气来感谢他。
And according to this blessing, may we properly thank the Lord.
每个弟兄姊妹都开口，好吧？
May every brother and sister open up and
pray. 你可以毫无顾忌，大声的开口来赞美。
And you can have the freedom to pray loudly.
啊，让他得主我们今天所有的感谢和赞美。
May he gain all of the thanksgiving in our hearts.
然后呢，如果有圣灵的感动。
And then if the Spirit moves,
那有两三位的弟兄姊妹带着我们有祷告。
Can we have two or three brothers and sisters lead us with prayer?
来，让我们一起感谢他。
Let's give thanks to the Lord together.
主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we prostrate ourselves before you.
我们从深处把我们的感谢归给你。
From the depths of our being, we give you our thanks.
你因着
你说付上极重大的代价。
For the price, that great price that you paid.
说成功的救赎。
The salvation that you have achieved for us.
把何等样的祝福加在我们的身上。
And all the blessings that you've given to us.
主啊，这个救恩叫我们所得着的。
Or this salvation that we have gained.
是远超过我们所求所想的。
Far surpasses what we can imagine.
你不仅救我们脱离仇敌的手。
You not only saved us to out of Satan's hands.
不仅洁净我们。
And not only cleansed us.
你更让我们成为你借着圣灵居住的所在。
But even more so, you've called us and saved us to be a dwelling place for yourself.
今天你住在每一个弟兄姊妹的里面。
And today you live in every single one of us.
这实在成为强大的祝福。
And this is a great blessing.
主，我们需要你更多的教导我们。
Lord, we need more of your leading.
让我们能察觉圣灵的同在。
So we can discern the presence of the Spirit within us.
在生活的每一件事情上学习顺服他。
That in every aspect of our life we would be obedient to the Spirit.
在侍奉中顺服他。
That we would be obedient to the Spirit in our service.
因为他住在我们的里面。
Because he lives in us.
所以我们一无缺乏。
So we don't have to fear anything.
我们真是满心的感谢你。
And we give you our thanks.
在末后的时代。
In these end times.
外面的环境在变动。
Our outward circumstances is changing.
许多的光景都在变动。
And all the circumstances are changing.
但是感谢你。
But we thank you.
因为有主的灵在我们的里面。
Because your Holy Spirit is within us.
我们可以坦然地来面对这一切。
And we can boldly come before you.
我们里面可以享受安息。
And we can enjoy peace.
享受极大的喜乐。
And we can enjoy this great
joy. 主啊，我们知道今天你就在我们中间。
Lord, we know that today you are within us.
你正在我们的里面。
And you are in us.
我们理当在这里感谢你。
And we have to thank you.
愿主救我们脱离自己的愚昧。
And Lord, may you allow us to depart from our old
nature. 让我们知道如何活在你的跟前。
And know how to live before you.
主啊，今天早晨你在这里得着众圣徒的爱戴。
Lord, may you receive all the love from the saints.
得着全教会的敬拜。
May you receive all the worship.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.